The city of New Westminster is hosting a series of celebrations as part of the opening of TMSOTEC's Aquatic and Community Center, starting on Monday. An opening celebration for the community center side of the facility at 65 East 6th Avenue is taking place on Monday, April 29. That will be followed by celebrations for the public art unveiling, Wednesday, May 8, 12 to 2 p.m. The aquatic center opening, Tuesday, May 14 at 4 p.m. And the grand opening celebration of TMSOTEC's, Saturday, June 1, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday's opening celebrations for the community center will take place from 8:30 to 11 a.m., with the main ceremony taking place between 8:30 and 9 a.m. We have an indigenous person that will be doing the blessing, which will include a song, and there will be a smudging, said Renee Chadwick, the city's manager of special projects and community partnerships. And then we'll have a mother and child that will walk the rest of the community into the building. I get goosebumps when I think about that, because really, they're entering that community living room, where it's a space for everybody. The community living room area inside TMSOTEC's Aquatic and Community Center will be activated for Monday's soft opening. Visitors will be able to talk to folks about the different elements of the new $114.6 million civic facility. There will be activities for children as well. This is also the first day that is for our registered and drop-in programs, so people will be coming and going, Chadwick told the Record. There is going to be tons of excitement, and we can hardly wait. Count. Paul Minhas said staff and everyone else who has been involved in the project have done an amazing job. The city is really looking forward to being part of this. They're very, very excited, he said. That's all I hear. When is it opening? When is it opening? When is it opening? Mayor Patrick Johnston thanked staff for putting together a series of opening events that will help the community become familiar with the new facility. Because some of the parking won't be opening until July, the city is encouraging visitors, if possible, to carpool, walk, take transit or ride their bikes to TMSOTEC's. The parking is going to be a challenge for the first little while, especially during the excitement of opening, Johnston said. We fully expected that, but it's going to be so exciting to have people coming in. More celebrations planned. The next celebration is the May 8 official unveiling of the public art installation created by James Harry, a Vancouver-based Coast Salish artist from the Squamish Nation. Harry grew up in New West. It's called Meeves, Water's Edge, Chadwick said. There will be a ceremony at noon, followed by bannock and refreshments in the facility. So, we welcome the community to come to that one, as well. First Swim is the theme of the May 14 opening of the Aquatic Center, which includes an 8-lane, 50-meter pool, a leisure pool with a lazy river and hot pools. At this event, community members will be able to take a plunge into the new pool and learn about the features of the pools, including their accessibility and environmental initiatives. The official grand opening of the entire building is on Saturday, June 1. That's just to recognize that we've hit the mark, and we're open officially, Chadwick said. We're going to activate the indoor and outdoor spaces. The official grand opening festivities include a ribbon cutting, food trucks, entertainment, the official opening of the YMCA Child Care Center, children's activities, and more. City departments, including police, fire, engineering operations and parks, will attend. The staff are actually coming together with a variety of different activations that really create this sense of community throughout the facility, Chadwick said. We are looking at creating memorable experiences for people. TMSOTEC's Aquatic and Community Center replaces the former Centennial Community Center and the Canada Games Pool. Canada Games Pool had been the city's busiest facility prior to its closure in 2021. At the farewell event for Canada Games Pool, community members had a chance to ride on some tiles from the pool. We're going to turn it into a little bit of an art project for the kids, Chadwick said. And so, it's a tie-in between the old and the new.